energy is a pulse of life. It is a foundation of change, that special force that drives us forward and finds us each day fully committed to work to be more efficient and to continue leading this important period of transformation for ourselves and for our planet. We highly value our ability to be protagonists in this important period when the electricity transition is coming to fruition. We're in a path of growth and sustainable development, transforming the most extensive electricity network in the country into an intelligent network. This enables us to offer a distribution service and the scale of electricity that is socially responsible and that contributes to a better quality of life for people, to the development of businesses, and for our community. We value our people, their security, and their lives. We provide training to our teams and support young professionals so that they can meet new challenges. We stay close to our people. We develop innovative tools and promote the continuous improvement of processes to successfully achieve our objectives. We value progress. We adapt new technologies and convert our buildings into intelligent buildings. We create new strategies so that we can be united as a corporation that efficiently consumes energy. We're conscious and responsible in all our decisions and actions. We seek to provide a corporate governance model that understands and adapts to the changing needs of today's world. We value our country, believing that a commitment to continuous investment is the only way to bring increased amounts of energy that is affordable, accessible, clean, and reliable in order to once again be protagonists in the new economies of the world. We value energy. We're the largest electricity distributor in Argentina, and we are constantly evolving to light the future. Edenor, the best Argentine energy.
Morning. On behalf of Edenor, we would like to thank everybody for participating in this conference call to discuss the result of second quarter ending June 30, 2024. We will also highlight important recent developments and advances in our effort to strengthen our position as an energy leader. If you would like to receive our earnings release or presentation, you can download them easily from the Investor Relations section of our website located www.edenor.com or contact our Investor Relations team to request the document. This event is being recorded. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session for which you may submit questions through the webcast chat. Before proceeding, let me mention that the forward-looking statements are based on the belief and assumption of Edenor's management and on information currently available to the company. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Edenor. Accurate costs result to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, let me pass the call to Germán Rafael, our CFO, who will guide us through the presentation.
Thank you, Solange. Good morning and welcome to everybody. Your presence here is very important to us, and we hope to provide you with a good understanding of Edenor performance during the second quarter of 2024. Before beginning our review of our quarter with you, we would like to announce the appointment of Mr. Daniel Marx as Chairman and CEO of the company. The Board of Directors of the company, in its meeting held yesterday, accepted the resignation of Mr. Neil Plisten for personal matters as Chairman and Board of Directors and CEO of the company, taking his position as regular director. After this, the board appointed Mr. Daniel Marx as chairman, member of the executive committee, and CEO of Edenor. He has a long and distinguished record at highest level in the public and private sector business. The change will be effective as of August 31, 2024. Before highlights, business strategy. Before moving to the discussion of our financial performance during the second quarter of 2024, I would like to take a few minutes to re-emphasize our business strategy. We are highly focused on continuing to develop a sustainable business and to be positioned as leader in the region through technology and innovation. Our business performance has seen a major improvement since the starting of the implementation of normalization of the tariffs from February 16 of this year. This restored the financial equilibrium of the company and needs to maintain in the long term through a five-year tariff review. The completion of the five-year full tariff review, which will be the defined tariff for 2025 to 2029, will be completed by year end. This should further enhance our financial performance and increase our opportunities for growth over the long term. This will continue adapting our distribution business to meet and benefit from the changes of the energy transition and to broaden our scope of business opportunity, which could include investments in renewables, conventional generation, non-regulatory business, and critical minerals. I would like also to highlight some important recent developments. Our results for the second quarter on the first 6 months have been benefited substantially from the tariff increase implemented in mid-February of this year, with an EBITDA rate rising to 77.4 billion pesos in the second quarter of 2024 versus a loss of last year of 27.6 billion pesos. The five-year tariff review process is actively been moving forward and looks to set to be completed in line with the original schedule by the end of this year. A public hearing is scheduled for October the 1st. This week, we issue $100 million equivalent in Class 8, 5 and Class 6 notes at a very attractive rates. Four-year bullet at 9.5% coupon for Class 5 notes. This followed the issuance of $124 million equivalent in Class 3 and Class 4 notes during the first quarter. Together, this has substantially improved our debt profile. Standard & Poor's, Fitch and Moody's, Argentina have rated the national scale credit rating, the national scale credit rating. The national government continues to move forward on the regulatory for which a clear objective to normalize the deregulation of the energy sector. This has led to a series of moves since the beginning of this year. A major 319.2% transition tariff increase became effective on February 16, 2024. This led to a major improvement in EBITDA, which was 77.4 billion pesos in the second quarter of 2024 versus the prior for both the second quarter and the year-to-date periods. Monthly adjustment to be value added for distribution started in August, in line with estimated future inflation, 3% on VAD. The adjustment for the months from May through July will be included in the new tariff as part of the five-year tariff review process. This estimation is approximately 25.86% of additional increase that we will receive. The government continues to implement gradually a reduction in energy subsidies. We continue to work together with our advisors and the regulator to continue to make progress on the five-year full tariff review. As mentioned, this is on schedule and expected to be completed by year end 2024. The company has been paying its energy purchase cost to CAMMESA on schedule since April. It has also been paying on schedule the rescheduled payments for past due debt with CAMMESA. Additionally, it's negotiating a payment plan for some additional debt that is remaining with CAMMESA. Finally, it is worth noting that the Argentine Congress recently approved a major law known as Ley Bases, which expected to provide major investment opportunities. Amongst its provision is a new program called RIGI, Régimen de Incentivos a las Inversiones in Spanish, which provides incentives for major new investors on new investments. This is expected to encourage both foreign and domestic investments in Argentina. It is especially applicable to invest in the energy and infrastructure sectors. Now, let us look on the financial results, which show significant improvements during the quarter. As you can see in slide 10, sales rose 28% year to year in the second quarter of 2024 in constant currency pesos to 436,721 million pesos in the second quarter of 2024. This was mainly due to the impact of the tariff adjustment plus an increase in consumption by residential customers of 1.9%, which was partially offset by a reduced demand. Energy sales evolution. Edenor's customer base reaches 3.3 million customers, 1% more versus the second quarter of 2023, due mainly to an increase in residential customers. This increase reflected greater market discipline measures and the installation of 3,890 smart meters in the second quarter of 2024 to convert clandestine connections into formal participants in the electricity system. Distribution margin. The distribution margin for the 6 months decreased significantly to 354 billion pesos, up 76% versus the first half of last year. The rise was largely driven by the major improvement in the second quarter of 2024, up 94% versus the second quarter of 2023, to 201.3 billion pesos. The positive effect from the tariff adjustment implemented from mid of February 2024, which more than offset the negative effect of the lower volumes and higher end cost due to the subsidies reduction. EBITDA. Second quarter EBITDA was a positive result of 77.4 billion pesos, a sharp swing from the last year loss of 27.3 billion pesos. The main factors driven the improvement were the following: positive impacts, higher revenues that resulted from the tariff adjustment implemented in February, and further reductions in energy losses from 15.3% in the second quarter of 2023 versus 14.9% in the second quarter of 2024. Net financial expenses. Financial expenses on sale on slides 14 of 132.5 billion pesos in the second quarter of 2024 was up 2% versus the second quarter of 2023, mainly due to the CAMMESA debt considering interest and the impact of the devaluation of December or last December. Net results. For the net income, Edenor reports a net profit of 47.3 billion pesos for the second quarter versus last year loss in the second quarter of 17.9 billion pesos. The improvement was due to the better operating results. The sharp rise in the net income occurred despite a lower positive effect of REPCAM versus the second quarter of 2023. CAPEX. For the second quarter, we invested 76.9 billion pesos, up 23% versus the last year's second quarter, which accumulated CAPEX of 134.7 billion pesos for the first half of this year. Our investment program remains strong and reflecting our unwavering commitment to improve service quality, which is evident in the strong improvement that have been achieved in our service indicators. Our investment program spending allocation is made to fulfill our commitment to meet rising demand, further improve service quality, and reduce non-technical losses. Now looking at our operating indicators, energy losses. We achieve an important reduction in energy losses, reaching 14.1%, down from 15.3% year to year. This underscores our continuing efforts to find solutions to this challenge. Our multidisciplinary teams are consistently focused in finding innovation ways to combat energy losses. These efforts are complemented by our market discipline initiatives that are aimed to curbing inefficiencies and irregularities. Also, analytical tools powered by artificial intelligence have augmented inspection efficiency, and our market discipline actions continue to detect and rectify irregular connections. It is important to remember that the 14.9% total loss, 9.7% are technical losses, which are recognized by the regulatory entity in our tariff. Quality of service. As mentioned earlier, our investment plan is continuing to provide improvement in service quality by reducing the duration and frequency of the outages, which have been on a downward path since 2014. These levels are and have been comfortable exceeding the levels required by the regulatory entity. At the end of the second quarter of 2024, the SAIDI and SAIFI indicators show 8.7 hours duration of outages and 3.6 average outages per client, respectively, in the period, both close to the record levels. This recovery in service is mainly due to the strong investment that the company has made over the last decade. The investments have been focusing on implementing improvements in operational process and the adoption of technology applied to the operations and management of the network. Financial debt. This week, as I told you before, we issue $100 million in Class 5 and Class 6 notes at very attractive rates. This follows the issuance of $124 million in Class 3 and 4 during the first quarter of this year. Together, these have substantially improved our debt profile. Pro forma total debt is now $300.5 million. Total net debt is $42 million. With the improvement in our risk profile due to important changes on the regulatory front, the three rating agencies that cover us, Standard & Poor's, Fitch, and Moody's, each made positive moves one notch related to our debt earlier this year. Standard & Poor's and Fitch raises their ratings, and Moody's improves their outlook. We view these changes as a very positive signal. Most recently, Standard & Poor's, Fitch, and Moody's have ratified the national scale credit rating. Maturity schedule. In these slides, you can see the maturity schedule of our debt as of June and a pro forma for the recent transaction in which we issue $100 million in Class 5 and Class 6. Closing remarks. To close, I would like to reiterate several key points showing in slide 15 that are the following. We remain focused on future transformation growth opportunities. The changes to our corporate purpose in our bylaws will allow us to open the spectrum of growth opportunities to other segments like energy generation, critical minerals, adapting our distribution business to the changes of the energy transition. We are an industry leader in Argentina with a leading 20% market share in the electricity distribution business. The five-year tariff review process should continue to result in material improvements in EBITDA and net income, as well as to keep making investments to further improve the quality service to our clients. Continue to transform the grid into a smart grid with technology and innovation. These improvements have restored partially the economic equilibrium of the ENAR. The company is in the right track and is working accordingly with the regulatory entity to finalize the tariff increase for the last 5 years in order to have a stable and predictable plan for the coming future. With this, now we would like to open the call for questions. To ask questions, please send them in writing message to the IR Eleanor or to the Q&A menu. Identify yourself and stating that you have a question. We thank you again for the support and your engagement as shareholder and bondholder. That is the use of proceeds of the $100 million debt that we have right issue is infrastructure. We will continue in the process of continuing improving the business plan of the company.
There is another question from Google Video.
The second quarter figures give us an indication of the future earnings potential. They are a good start point, and it would not commit to analyze that number. Certainly for 2024, the full EBITDA will be somewhat less because of the weaker, it's the weaker quarter of the year. The rating agencies estimate can be considered that are in accordance with our numbers for this 2024. So I would suggest you to look into the reports of the rating agencies on that.
The numbers, I will add that the numbers are S&P has an estimation between 275 billion pesos to 325 billion pesos, an estimation EBITDA, and Fitch has an estimation of $252 billion. There is another question. Do you see further
electricity? Yes, I would say yes. It's going to be a process that needs to be still regulated and put in a way normalized with the regulatory entity, because for today we don't have regulations on that respect, but I would say that that's going to be part of the process that the industry market will go for. I would think that that's going to be the goal for the future.
Could you give us more color about your investment plans in renewables or critical minerals?
Not for the moment. We just have created the new company that's going to be a subsidiary of Enor, and it's called Enor Tech. But we will start analyzing different projects and different alternatives for the future.
There is another question. Did you have an increase in the VAB within August? By how much?
Yes, we did have an increase, and the increase is as of August the 1st, and it's a 3% over the value added distribution amount. Okay, thank you very much for your participation and your questions on our quarterly conference call. Please do not hesitate to contact us, our investment relations department, for any further inquiries you may have. And good morning to all of you, and have a nice day.
Thank you.